All right.
Is this thing on?
Hello? Hello? Yeah. Is this thing on?
Me?
Yeah. Caleb? Three, two, no, we already
three,
started?
Four, five,
yeah.
Six, seven?
Seven? Yeah.
Eight?
All right. Well, okay. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Dylan.
Welcome back to A Couple Guys with Mics podcast.
We have microphones.
Exactly. Just two.
Same as last week. We have mics.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's a little better, the quality.
I was kind of stupid last week, and I think I've already done it right now, so I'm going to take this mic off the stand real quick.
It's all good.
All right.
Yeah, you told me that you were going to start doing it without the stand. You're just going to hold
it. Yeah, I'm just going to hold it.
All right.
I'm going to freestyle this thing. Hold on. Let me hold it like I'm going to drop the fattest mixtape.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Sorry about the microphone quality last week.
I mean, it happens, you know?
Yeah.
It's a learning experience.
I was editing it, and I was like, man, I'm stupid. But we're good now.
We're you good. Kept, like, veering, like, far away.
Yeah, it was just kind of like this. And yeah. Like, all of the, yeah.
It was like, whew.
So, sorry but about that.
We're back. Hopefully better.
Yeah, man.
And we've got some stuff to talk about. You know, we got some things on our mind.
You sure do.
And
before we get into that, dude.
What's up?
How was your week since last time?
I mean, it was all right. Went by pretty fast, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I've been always looking forward to this episode. And ready to get started. Yeah, for sure.
Word.
How about you, man? How was your week?
It was all right, you know. Did some stuff. Some life stuff. Got a job.
Tell us about it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. I'm a tech consultant. It's great.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Good for you, man. Seriously, you deserve it.
Thanks, bro.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I told you to do this offline, but they're paying me way too much.
I mean...
it's
stupid. What
can you stupid.
Do? I mean, you're not going
to
just
pay
look at
less?
Them. Yeah, no, I was about to say, I was like, you're not going to just tell them to pay you less. That's not, you know...
Yeah.
You do.
I can tell them to pay me more, and then they'll start paying me less.
I don't know if that works. They'll probably just keep you there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but anything else, man?
Took a placement test for school and set up an advisory appointment. To get classes going.
Yeah, about classes, I don't even know if I'll be able to start this semester.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Man,
waiting for that VA to get approved, and school's starting up way too soon, so I don't
know
if
it'll
be approved
soon.
Yeah, man. It's like starting the 19th or something like that.
Jesus.
So, we'll see. We'll see. Just pray for me.
Right.
Because I'm trying to start on time.
Yeah. What was, what were you going in for? Computer science stuff?
It was a computer science technician specialist or something like that.
Okay.
But I had to switch my degree to Associates of Science so I can get my bachelor's in that degree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Associate of Applied Science.
Oh, yeah. So we can do that 2 for 2 year, you know, save a lot of money. I think it's pretty worth it. So
yeah,
going for
it. Plus, like, that's really all you need. You just get a piece of paper that says you can do something, and like people will hire you.
For sure, dude.
Like, it's kind of stupid, but you know,
they have that same test at my old high school. I forget what it's called, but they give you like a work credit. What is it called? Credential or something like that.
Yeah,
they do like bronze, silver, gold, platinum, stuff like that to rank you to see how many like percentage jobs you can do in the U.S. It's pretty crazy.
Okay, so it's kind of like
a
civilian ASVAB.
Yeah, basically to see where you're at.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, I guess the ASVAB also does that, but
like, yeah, but that's for like
they just do
something
it
for, else.
Yeah, they just do it like
military.
Specifically military.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can use ASVAB scores for other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think you can use those for colleges and even job applications.
Yeah.
But I'm not too sure about that. I haven't looked into it.
Right.
So,
I never even took the ASVAB.
You haven't?
No.
Huh. I mean, it was mandatory to take it, like as a junior, I believe. Or you could. But yeah, I never took it until senior year, and I volunteered to do it for free. I was like, might as well, right?
Right. The only test I took in high school about like any of that stuff was the ACT.
Mm-hmm.
Totally bombed it, dude.
Oh, man.
Like
I took both of them, the ACT and the SAT, yeah.
Okay.
Bombed the SAT, bro.
Yeah? What was your score?
Honestly, I think it was like an 890 or like 11 something. All I know is that I like missed it. Like I didn't even pass.
I mean, isn't it out of 1600?
Something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
But so this Friday is National Tell a Joke Day or something like that.
Sure is.
And sure is. You know, you got any favorite joke? You know, you want to tell on pod?
The only one I really go for, mm-hmm. like all like the one I'm like big into dad jokes and puns.
Mm-hmm.
Like so. All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
What kind of alligator wears a vest?
I don't know which kind.
An investigator.
An investigator. An I like investigator. That. That's what's up, dude.
Yeah. What about you? What about you?
I don't know. Is it like? Can we do pickup lines too?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So here's a little corny one. You could say, "Is your dad a baker? Because you've got some pretty nice buns."
I knew
you
know it. What I'm saying.
That's. I good. Forget what I saw that off of. I think it was Dexter, or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that show is so good.
I know, man.
Oh my god.
I've been binging it for a while, but I stopped recently. It's getting to a slow point, so I was like, huh. You know, I'm kind of slowly getting through this one now.
Yeah.
Through yeah. these few episodes before it starts picking up.
What are you in, season two?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, but yeah, it's kind of slow.
I mean, at some points, but it's with every show, you know? That's what The Walking Dead did to me. You know, it got really slow and repetitive, so I was like, eh.
Yeah, apparently, like, season 9 is great.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it recently.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to wait until it's over.
Yeah, before season, actually going back.
Season, like, 14. No.
Yeah.
I think they're doing, like, 10, and then they're doing the Rick Grimes movie. And
they're about to pull a Family Guy.
Yeah.
Just like, do, like, 20 seasons.
I know. Isn't The Simpsons, like, the world's longest-running show with, like, 30-something seasons?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't even know how many Family Guy has, but I would honestly believe so. Simpson would. Yeah, because they honestly think of everything, and they're like, they do. This is it.
It's ridiculous. Bro, The Simpsons, like, this is like an old thing. Serious, like, there was a guy on, what's his name? I think it was on someone's podcast,
mm-hmm.
or an interview or something, and the guy who created The Simpsons was, like, called, like, a time traveler. Because of, like, how many things they've, like, predicted.
Oh,
quote-unquote predicted.
Yeah.
And it was, super, like, serious. Because, like, with the whole, the magazine thing, where it was, like, 9 cents and it had the Twin Towers back and it looked like 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, how many years later that happened.
Yeah, I think I remember watching that clip, actually, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Plus, like... we're not trying to get political here. The whole Trump presidency thing.
Dude, I was about to say that too.
Yeah.
I was like, that was some for real, like, they called it for sure.
For real. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I honestly can't even think of any more that they called off the top of my head, but all I know is that it's like every event that's been happening recently, they can always just pull it from a Simpson video or episode. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's insane.
Even though you probably shouldn't be joking about these kind of topics, but I mean, you gotta make some laughter of it.
Yeah, like they were make the mood a little light. Everything happened, so you know.
Yeah,
they had no possible way of knowing unless he's a time traveler. But
the theory has been solved. That's it. Game over.
Game over.
Mm-hmm. All right. Man. So,
Speaking of, like TV shows and stuff,
mm-hmm.
saw this Netflix documentary.
Okay.
About flat earthers.
Flat earthers.
Yeah.
Oh,
behind
right.
The curve.
Behind the curve. Oh, so like behind the, like the horizon?
Yeah. Like the curvature of the earth.
Man, like you would really think, like, how do they actually believe that if they've never been on like a mountain? Why don't they just go on a mountain and really experience, like, it's curved? I mean...
Dude, because these people don't leave their houses.
They don't even watch the news. Like, we have NASA people that just, like, send rockets out there and take pictures of millions of stars, and it's like the Hubble telescope and all that, dude.
Yep.
Or and whatever, like, it's called.
Yeah.
I think I got it wrong.
The main guy, his name is Mark Sargent. Or at least the main guy of the documentary. Maybe not the main guy of, like, the whole movement or whatever.
Right.
But he was saying, yeah, the whole ridiculousness.
Right.
Also a great show. Have you seen that show, Ridiculousness?
Plenty of times. Man, it's such a good show. It's funny, but that one.
So funny.
Dude, the blonde girl, the way she laughs.
Chanel West Coast.
Oh, my goodness. She needs to chill out.
Seriously, man. That is the epitome of white chicks. But she's cool, though. She's cool.
Chilling.
Yeah, but back about Mark Sargent. Mm-hmm. This dude claims that scientists and anyone that says the Earth isn't flat,
like the government, like
it's round. Yeah, they federal. Are what's it called? They're government pawns placed to stir up propaganda about the Earth being round.
Really?
Yeah. Like he's saying that people, because apparently that's like a big money thing, just mm-hmm. saying the Earth is not flat, because it's not.
We have plenty of evidence.
But we have all of the evidence.
Right.
And they even did a test, like at the end of the documentary. They put
They should have done a lie detector test, to be honest.
they used a high-powered laser. Mm-hmm. And put someone, I don't remember how far away it was, but it was like a while, like 1,500
miles,
just a crazy distance. And they were like, I think it was if the laser doesn't hit this block of wood or like a sheet of paper or whatever, mm-hmm. then, or if it does hit it, then the Earth is flat. Because over a distance, like, light and stuff bends. Because of, like, the curvature.
Okay.
And, or, like, some way. They were, like, trying to see if the Earth was flat.
See, the way that I'm thinking of it is, like, they're trying to... Someone stand far away, point a laser, and if the laser's, like, above the paper, then the Earth is, like, curved.
Yeah.
Because the light's just gonna travel straight.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but if it's not,
so they did that.
If it's flat, right. If it's flat, then it's going to hit the paper.
If it's completely flat, it's going to hit the paper.
Right.
They did the test. They looked at the paper. Mm-hmm. The laser was not on it.
You know, so, as we expected.
Yeah. And this documentary wasn't like trying to say that flat earthers are dumb. They were just recording everything they said, and they just came off stupid.
Like, they just looked dumb.
Seriously, like, watching this thing, I have never felt so smart. Like, and Jesus.
It's like, wow, people actually believe in this.
It was insane, man. It was insane.
I honestly couldn't even, like, fathom to believe in something that false.
Man,
you know what I mean?
I know. Like,
it's like, you see it in school through plenty of years. And you still don't believe it, like you still tell, like you mentally tell yourself that the Earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. I bet you look in the mirror and you're just like, the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat. Don't believe the government propaganda. The Earth is flat. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. The Earth is flat.
He just has ads playing, man. Just displays it.
I know.
It's like a weather ad.
He just listens to Flat Earth podcasts.
Yeah, that's it. He's like, man, this is true.
It's not even a podcast. It's just an audio recording of someone saying the Earth is flat, repeated for like 2 hours.
Oh my goodness,
man!
I don't know.
I just don't understand, man. But
I mean, it's a belief. You know, you can always believe in what you want to. Nowadays,
yeah. Speaking of that, I was watching.
No.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that real quick. You know, okay. Pastafarian.
Yeah, he's actually a prime minister or something like that.
That's a leader of a country.
Okay, so not a prime minister. What is it?
It's priest? Like a,
no.
Minister?
See, isn't that the like same thing as a prime minister?
No, no. Prime minister is like the prime minister of Canada is the equivalent of a president.
Okay, so yeah, it's not just a prime minister. Okay, so yeah, I think he's just a minister, but like it's official. You can wear like pirate uniforms.
Really?
Like, yeah, at work. Because it's a part of your religion.
Dude, that's great.
And then I think it's like you have every weekend off because it's a part of your religion.
I mean, isn't like that you use like those most days jobs? To pray
or something. I mean, you can have a weekend job, you know?
True. Or like part time and stuff.
You know, fast food, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you can call in and be like, sorry, it's against my religion to work on Saturday.
I mean, he actually has a printed document. Like, stating that he, like, is in the religion. You know what I mean? That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent you the picture, and...
Yeah.
He was like... I think he was drunk. I'm not too sure. But he was like, I can go ahead and, you know, sing the anthem or whatever it is. which is, like, the... Or what is it called? Like, their motto or whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and so he just starts... He puts a cauldron on his head, and he starts just... spitting all these bars about his Pastafarian stuff, man, and I recorded it. It was so great. It was a fantastic night.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. Had a lot of great laughs.
See, if we had more, like, more things like that,
mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it's so great. You can just take something so ridiculous and run with it, and people will believe it.
Oh, speaking of predators, the best of Catch the Predator. You know? Terrible transition. But, you know, you were thinking of, you know, running after people, you know,
oh
Predator.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I thought you were going. I thought you were going, like, back to the, like, the priest thing. For, like,
no. No, dude. I would not talk about that.
Oh, my God. All right.
But that would have been a funny topic. Not gonna lie.
Oh, man. So, yeah. I watched a
yeah.
I watched a best of video of To Catch a Predator. The funniest show on TV. Like,
it's so funny how that narrator just comes out of the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And he has that piece of paper in his hand, and you know it's just about to go down, and he's like,
I know.
Michael, please have a seat. He's like,
He just walks out. The girl like goes to laundry.
Yeah.
And the predator comes in like, give me a hug. She goes behind a curtain. He comes out like, can I have a hug?
Yeah. It's like, and I oop. That's it.
It's like, you know, why don't you take a seat there?
He's so, like, I don't know if I want to. There's I know. Police outside.
He's just so what? Good at making people sit down. He's like, why don't you take a seat there? And they just go and sit down.
And they just
down.
Confess. And that's yeah. it. Turn themselves in.
And like, he says the most disgusting things. But, like, it's so funny. Like,
and you actually get to see their texts.
Mm-hmm. It's like, insane. Here you said, why don't you remove your blouse? Like, whoa! Dude.
It's like, dude, saying that crap to, like,
oh my God.
A minor? No. You can't be dude. Doing that. But how many, I think he says that he gets, like, 200 predators a year off the streets, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
I mean, good for him. Chris Hansen.
Yeah, man.
Doing the Flying Spaghetti Monster's work.
Taking people down.
Taking them down.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
It's great. Speaking of speaking of everything is great. Mm-hmm. So, did you watch Venom?
I did.
Did
what it was a great think? Movie
yeah
great movie yeah my favorite is the gas station scene
yeah where he just eats the dude
yeah
yeah I thought it was good a lot of other people didn't but it made a ton of money
for sure
yeah I mean because it's a Marvel movie
yeah but... people were gonna go see it anyways
mm-hmm. I wish that was like a part of the MCU but sadly it's not.
But. You mean like the universe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, that would have been a pretty interesting character.
Yeah, but I think Marvel's like first, the MCU's first R-rated movie is going to be Blade.
Really?
Yeah, because they announced that, and it's Mahershala Ali. You know who that is?
I do not.
Well, he's man, what's he been in? He was in that movie where like the taxi driver. He was like a taxi driver, or like,
oh yeah, okay, yeah. I see you here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's playing Blade, and I think that's going to be their first R-rated thing, because like slowly throughout the movies, they've been like making it a little more, more mature.
Wait, hold on. Is this the dude from Deuce Bigelow?
I don't know.
That might be. I don't know.
Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah, dude. It was a fantastic movie. It was a great comedy movie, man. If you haven't seen that one, dude, missing out for
Deuce
sure.
Deuce Bigelow. Let me see here.
It's fantastic. My favorite scene of all time from that movie. Okay? Spoiler alert. There was, so he was going on a date because he got this book from one of the man whores or whatever, and he was going on a date, and there was this one girl who was like 7'9", mm-hmm. and whenever he opened up the door, he just looks up at this girl, and she walks up to him and just picks him up, and as he's getting like dragged into the door, he's like, "That's a huge bit," and like that's all that plays, and it cuts, and it's so hilarious.
Nice. And, but no, man. that wasn't Mahershala Ali. That's T.J. Hicks.
Dang.
Yeah. But well, yeah, Mahershala Ali is playing Blade, and I think that's going to be their first R-rated thing. Because like I said, like slowly through the MCU, they've been going more mature. Like Cap mm-hmm. started off as a Boy Scout, never said anything. Now he's like, you know,
full
just
grown adult
dropping bombs. You know,
just, yeah.
Let's go get that son of a bitch and just like, whoa, dude. It's Cap. Like,
yo, chill out. Chill out.
So I think, yeah, and Doctor Strange 2 is going to be their first horror movie. So.
Dude, I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
So excited for that one.
I love Doctor Strange. Like, man. The whole acid trip of the first one was amazing.
Hopefully there's, like, a lot of gore in it. I love gory movies. I don't know. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of gory movies, did you ever watch all of the Saw movies?
I did.
Man, those were great. I binged them, like, one day. Watched all, like, 8 or 9 of them. It was amazing.
I wanted to watch Jigsaw,
because
it's on Amazon Prime.
Ooh.
Man, I just never got to it. Like, I think I'm going to do that after this.
See, I saw, like, one of the ads for it whenever it was first coming out.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I really want to watch that in theaters, but I never saw it drop. I never saw the date. So, yeah, unfortunately missed that one. But you said Amazon Video?
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to watch that too after this. We'll have to see.
Yeah, dude. Like, man. But, man, back on Venom. So,
yeah,
they're doing Venom 2.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. And ooh. So, you saw, like, the Planet of the Apes movies, right?
Mm-hmm. I saw a few of them.
All right, so the guy who plays Caesar, Andy Serkis, he does pretty much every movie's mocap stuff. Okay. Like he played King Kong.
He played King Kong?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he did King Kong, Planet of the Apes. Well, he did Caesar, but yeah, now he's directing Venom 2 because he's like the guy to go for like mocap stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he played, what's his name? Claw. I don't remember his first name. Claw in, like, the Marvel movies, like Black Panther and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got you. He was the dude with, like, the cannon arm.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so he's directing Venom 2. And honestly, Venom, like, when it was first coming out, they talked about like it's gonna be grounded, it's gonna be gritty, it's gonna be all this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it, and dude, that movie was hilarious.
Like, yeah, it was pretty good.
That was not like a raw, gritty, like grounded movie at all.
Like, I mean, that one scene that I described earlier, I believe that was kind of a comedy scene. I mean, it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
I believe it was kind of like a turning point with their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they found a common ground that they can use it for good.
Yeah.
So.
But, I don't know. Venom was like,
it wasn't very much serious. It was more of like a it had some comedian like twist, not comedian, but comedy twists.
Yeah. Like when Venom was like, jump off the building. He was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And he takes the elevator, he gets in, he's like, pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was great.
It was amazing. But
yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the movie, don't get me wrong. But
I don't know how people didn't.
Because, I mean, they were expecting something a little more serious because it's a serious character. And like,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they're expecting something different. I love Tom Hardy, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't believe him as Eddie Brock.
Really?
Yeah, because Eddie Brock's like a nerdy little, well, not nerdy. He's kind of like a, he's bad like boy a photographer. Yeah, he's a bad journalist. Bad boy
photographer, dude.
Yeah, he's a journalist. And I don't think, because Tom Hardy played Bane, dude. Like,
really?
Yeah, he was Bane. Shaved his head, put on the mask, he was Bane.
Dang, dude. I didn't even see it.
He adopted the dark. I was born in it. Like, that was Tom Hardy.
Hmm.
And like after that, I just couldn't see him playing like a journalist. And I don't know. And he was in Inception. He used like a rocket launcher to blow stuff up, and I was like, well, this guy is just a beast. I don't know.
I mean, I enjoyed his character in Venom. I mean the fight scenes were pretty cool too. Mm-hmm. I think some of them were kind of overdrawn, but
yeah. But I mean that's just because he has to play opposite like nothing a lot of the time.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, like tennis balls and things like that, like to get eye lines and stuff for like the CGI. Okay. But I don't know. It was good.
Takes a lot of stuff to make a movie.
Yeah, it does. Especially like all the Marvel movies, like they don't know, well, like the MCU stuff, they don't know anything about the movie. They know what they're doing. They don't know what anyone else is doing.
What do you mean? Like the people who are actually working on the movie?
No, like the actors. Yeah. Like they don't know the storyline. They don't know a lot of the times who's in the scene with them. Like everything's redacted and like crossed out of the thing. So they have no chance of spoiling it.
And it's like a big review whenever their movie comes out.
Yeah, whenever like it premieres, they're seeing it for the very first time.
And then they're all just drinking bottles of champagne and they're like, cheers. They're having parties in their big mansions.
Let me take this $15 million from saying some words on a screen and, you know, go spend it all.
You spend it all, blow it. I mean, you'd get like, what, at least $30 million? Or you think more? Think less per actor?
Per actor, maybe a little less. Because the movie is only, like, I say only. It's a $200 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
only $200
million. Well, I think Endgame was like 300 something.
Dang, dude. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. But Robert Downey Jr. gets paid the most since he started it all, pretty much. You know.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, different characters get paid different amounts.
Yeah.
You know, they're not all like, because then that would be just communists. No.
Everyone gets the same.
Everyone gets it. 1.5 mil each. That's it.
Actually, how much does RDJ get? RDJ.
I don't know.
Endgame.
He just made a company, by the way. It was like something related with the whole like Stark Industries or something.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. I saw that. He like did the thing. He like started the whole thing at Amazon and yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was insane. I was like, he's just bringing the Stark Industries alive. That's all it is.
He's the one to do it. Like, Jeff Bezos is cool and all, but, like, people look at RDJ and they're like, that's Tony Stark. That dude is... Him and, like, Elon Musk are the only guys to, like, do things.
Like, even if they don't even have money, they're just still doing it. Making
Avengers,
it out.
Avengers Endgame box office earns Robert Downey Jr. additional $55 million payday for a total of $75
million. $75 million.
Yep.
Imagine what you can do with that.
A lot.
Yeah, you could do a lot. I'm pretty sure his net worth is just insane.
Let me see. Oh god, I almost knocked over my water. RDJ. Net worth. $300 million.
You know what? I was actually thinking of $300 million, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I looked up...
makes sense.
Yeah, I looked up a rapper's net worth one day, and it was like the top 10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get paid a lot that I thought, you know? I thought they got paid a lot more. But it was only like 5 million sometimes, 10, 20. Yeah, like Jay-Z and stuff is like 150, 800 million. I think Snoop Dogg's 800 million. I don't know. But...
I mean, it would make sense.
Yeah.
He's like the man.
The man, the myth, the legend. Alrighty, but I think we're going to take this second here to take a little break. And we are going to be right back.
Be right back. All right, so we're back. And
welcome back.
I want to talk to you about this sandwich thing I saw on Twitter. It's like like a sandwich power ranking.
Oh, great. This is about to make me hungry.
Yeah. Check this out.
Okay. All right, cool.
So these are the most popular sandwiches in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like percentage things. I have no idea what that means. So we're just going to go best to worst. All right. Okay. Let's do the top row first. All right. So grilled cheese, grilled chicken, turkey, roast beef, and ham. What's your number one?
I'm not going to lie. I would probably do grilled chicken. I like that.
Yeah.
If they just had like, you know, regular chicken sandwiches, I would do that. But, you know, have to be healthy. So grilled chicken it is.
See, I'm not a big, like, I'm not a big chicken guy. I like fried chicken, and I like Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Chick-fil-A nuggets. That's it. Dude. You had to be so specific.
That's the one, like, dude. Oh, my God.
I mean, they're pretty great, though. I'm not going to lie.
Chick-fil-A nuggets are the best chicken ever. my number one is going to be roast beef.
Roast beef, dude?
Yeah. I love roast beef.
Never expected that.
I love roast beef. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big ham guy. Turkey's all right.
Oh, I love ham. Not going to lie.
But roast beef? Ooh. That's one right. for me.
Yeah. But no grilled cheese, huh?
No. I'm not like a big cheese guy either.
Yeah, I mean, I like cheese on things, but just cheese, like grilled cheese? I don't know.
Yeah? I don't know. Okay.
What about the second row here?
All right, BLT, club, bacon, just bacon. You know what? I'm going to switch that. Have you had a bacon Gouda sandwich from Starbucks?
I have not.
All right. Well, it's
amazing. I didn't even know Starbucks served food.
What?
Yeah. didn't yeah, even know. Got, like, I just learned stuff. That. Really?
Yeah, and they got like muffins and things like that.
Okay, I knew it was like muffins and like cookies, but like that's it.
Yeah, but they got sandwiches. And what are they called? I think they're like egg poppers or whatever.
Egg poppers? What? Yeah. What is it, like a poached egg on a stick?
Well, not on a stick, but it's like egg balls. yeah.
So, boiled eggs.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
All right. But we got BLT, club sandwiches, bacon, PB&J, pulled pork. What's your number one?
I'm not going to lie. I don't like lettuce, tomato.
I don't either.
How about we just make the bacon one of those bacon ranch, like, subs?
Like chicken bacon ranch?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Then that would definitely be my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Actually, if we're not cooking dinner tonight, I'm about to go grab me a sub. That's the move.
Okay. I respect that.
All right. What about you, man?
Man, here's the thing. I love pulled pork.
Oh, man, I do not.
Pulled pork sandwiches are not great because they always end up dry.
No, man, they end up soggy. What do you mean?
Nah, man.
That's why I don't like them.
Like, the ones I've had have always end up, being super dry. Mm-hmm. But if it's, like, barbecue pulled pork, I'm all over that.
Okay.
Over it.
I got you. All over it, dude. That's it. You're literally swimming in it.
Seriously. Either that, I never do, a normal PB&J either. Mm-hmm. I always toast it. Always.
You toast your PB&J, dude?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Bro, I had it once from a restaurant. They did toasted PB&Js. Oh, my God. They're so good.
In a restaurant?
Yeah.
I'm learning so many new things today. That's crazy.
Bro, it was like a really weird restaurant too, because they did pizza, they did Stromboli, mm-hmm. and they had toasted PB&J.
Dude, I'm seeing this last row, and I don't even think I've ever tried a single one of these.
Never? Okay. Just, okay. We got tuna sandwiches, egg salad mm-hmm. sandwiches, meatball sub, mm-hmm. Reuben sandwiches, and is that French dip?
Yeah, French dip.
I don't know what a French dip is.
It might be like one of those, I mean, it might just have like, what is it, crispy onions on it, roast beef, or just beef, and then maybe French dip on it. I don't know.
True, true.
The only one I've tried out of this, actually, I have tried one, is the meatball sub, and that's because I worked at a sub place, and yeah. They serve yeah. that, but yeah, they are not good.
Tried that one, opinion. Dude?
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So good.
I don't know, man. I even had an open mind to it. I mean, the way that they cook meatballs, I'm not saying where it is. It's like, I don't think it's healthy.
No.
No, like, it's like microwaved.
Oh, really?
So they get frozen meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Put so one bag equals two tubs. Okay. And so you would put half the bag in each, and then you would get marinara bag. And put half of that in each.
Mm.
And then you would microwave it. Like for like 14 minutes. So whenever you took it out, dude, it's like stupid hot. It's boiling. It's like, mm-hmm. what? And it's just nasty.
See, I like it.
Yeah, like, man, I can't. Nope.
My Subway order is, this is kind of weird, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a meatball sub with bacon and ranch.
Sounds good.
It's so good. Oh my
Yo,
God.
Yo, dude, I tried something new last night.
What's up?
I mean, it's not really like something insane, but we were having mashed potatoes last night as one of our sides. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I've never had this before, but I'm about to try this. So I put hot sauce on the mashed potatoes.
Oh my God. Then dude, I that's put, so good.
I put Texas Pete. And then I put some, like a good coat of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put some bacon bits. And then I put more hot sauce. With some salt and pepper, and then I had ham, like what is it called, like the, or maybe, dude, I don't even know what they're called, but sliced it up, put it in the mashed potatoes, stirred it all up, dude, it was so amazing.
Yeah, was it like Canadian bacon?
No, it was like real bacon bits.
No, like, I mean the ham. Was it like oh?
I don't know what kind of ham it was.
They're like not small circles, but like.
I mean, it kinda... was like it was ham chops. That's what it was.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah,
and we I think we fried them or something.
Okay.
But not like deep fried them, but
mm-hmm.
like put them on a
like seared pan.
Them. Yeah, seared them. I mean, it was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I got two plates of that, dude.
Ooh. Word.
Yeah, man.
I just want to say for a second, I have.
Mm-hmm.
I love Canada, but do not call it Canadian bacon because it is sliced ham in circles. Okay, thanks. Welcome. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
Is it really?
Yeah, Canadian bacon is just sliced ham.
You know, I've never thought of that. I don't even think I've ever had "quote unquote" Canadian bacon.
It's like a big thing on breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah. See, I rarely eat breakfast. Like,
That's true. You wake up at two.
No, even if I do wake up early, I don't even eat breakfast.
That's another thing I want to say. Caleb woke up at two. Listen. Today. It's Tuesday. We record these a day early. And Caleb was like, all right. He texted me, I'm going to get up early.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up early and we're going to get this done. It's currently 4:45. And we started recording at, what was it?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna get up early. And I texted him. I was like, yeah, you're gonna wake up at noon. We're gonna start recording at 2.
Yeah.
And you woke up at 2. We started recording at 4.
Listen, I stayed up really late last night, and I don't even know why. But oh, I was just like, you know what? Might as well, dude. I did set alarms. I swear, I set like 4 or 5 of them. Slept all the way through them.
Man.
And I was still getting like them popping up on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I woke up at 2 o'clock. So they were going from like 11 to 2.
Oh, like they auto snoozed?
Yeah, or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was just sleeping through the whole thing.
See, my alarms don't do that. I have it, so they don't snooze. But
see, I don't know how to do that with these.
No.
With an Apple iPhone. Let me see. Hold up.
It should just be in the settings of the alarm. Shouldn't have like snoozing Don't snooze, so it just goes.
Oh my god, dude. That's about to change my
life
forever.
You've been snoozing this whole time, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. But I started waking up later. Like, I'm, like, you know this. I'm a big fan of waking up early.
Oh, yeah.
I have not been doing it. Like, I woke up at 6:30 yesterday for, like, my interview and then went to the test and, like, all this.
Yeah.
This morning, I fell asleep at maybe 1:30 because I was on the phone with one of my old friends. And we were talking, like, catching up a little bit. Fell asleep, like, 1:30. And woke up at 10.
Oh, snap, dude.
I felt like garbage, man.
You stayed up until 1:30?
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. I stayed up until, like, 5:30.
Dude, my friend that I was talking about, she told me she fell asleep at 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus, I could not.
Yeah.
I mean, I was close, but I don't want to do that.
Then she texts me at 2, and she's like, "All right, I'm up now." And I was like, "Okay, dude."
9 to 2. Nice. She only got like what? What is that? 9, 10,
that's
11, 12.
5 hours.
Yeah, that's what I was. I was thinking it was gonna be 5, but I didn't want to just blurt that out and just sound stupid. Quick maths.
Quick maths.
2 plus 2 is 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths.
Speaking of memes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
TikTok.
Man, TikTok. Listen. I've always, like, been dodging the app.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to get into it. I really don't. Because my brother and his friends, he hated it. Mm-hmm. He hated the idea of the app. And then he downloaded it. He was like, you know what? I'll give it a try. And now he watches them every single day. And I'm like, dude. See, I'm not trying to get like that. I'm not trying to get stuck or addicted.
I downloaded it specifically so we can make jokes about it.
Uh-huh.
And I can summarize it in a short sentence.
Repetitive.
Well, sure. And then 12-year-olds, 12-year-old boys thinking they're hot.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's it. oh my God.
What?
I saw one. They were like biting towards the camera, and I just wanted to punch them in the face.
Like, it was like Rar XD moments.
Seriously, I think they were like twin brothers or whatever.
Are you sure it wasn't girls?
No, they were dudes. They were dudes. Hmm.
They were dudes, yeah.
They were dudes. Well, they were children. And, man, they were dancing. Well, not really dancing. They were standing there super close. Like, one was over the other guy's shoulder. And they were, like, moving their shoulders to the song. And then, like, it went, like, the beat, like, kind of got harder. And, like,
the beat got harder. The
beat got hard, dog.
It's got dummy hard.
And both of them in sync, like, bit towards the camera. And I just wanted to throw up.
Just wanted to throw up, dude. Listen, I think I would have cringed so hard.
Dude, my toes curled so hard. I was like, oh, God.
I can just imagine what you saw, dude. And I'm cringing of the thought.
Dude, it's so gross. Like, they were running their fingers through their hair. Both. So, all right. Think of the stereotypical stoner eyes. Super shut and like, whoa, what's going on?
Solid. Yeah.
Think of those eyes with like a locked jaw, but the bottom lip is down. So like teeth clenched together.
You can just see all of the teeth.
Yeah, and their lip is like pointed down.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Then, beat drops, bite towards the camera, running fingers through their hair. It's so, oh my God. So, okay. we've talked about Full Metal Jacket. You know, you know the opening scene. Well, not technically the opening scene, because the opening scene is like them getting their head shaved.
Yeah.
But the opening scene of Paris Island with Gunnery Sergeant Hartman. Iconic scene.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, what? How does it start? I used to know the whole thing. I don't remember how it starts, but it's like, I'm your senior drill instructor and like all this stuff. And then he was just ripping into these guys. That's what I want to do to all the 12-year-olds on TikTok. Just line them up and be like, you are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit.
That's like, amazing.
It's, I mean, just, oh.
You're talking about the part where he's like, give me your war face or whatever.
Yeah.
I want to see your war cry.
Let me see your war face.
Yeah.
Bullshit. You don't scare me. Man.
Iconic.
Iconic.
All right, so I have a question.
Okay.
Going off topic, derailing, you know, starting a little something new. Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Why?
I like crunch.
And, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm with that.
Yeah. Pancakes are good. Like, don't they're great. But, like, I like a lot of syrup. Messy. Yeah. I mean, I like a lot of syrup, and pancakes get soggy. And, like, waffles do, too, if you leave them for a while. But pancakes are, like, instantly soggy because they're, like, super fluffy. Yeah, they're sponges. Waffles, like, a good waffle, that's some crunch right there.
Plus, it just holds it. It just holds it for you, the syrup, in place.
Yeah.
In little squares.
And, like, I don't know. I can see how... I get a little triggered. Like, I don't usually...
Triggered.
Put, yeah. I usually don't put butter on, like, pancakes or waffles. But when I do, I get a little OCD about, like, how it's not evenly spread out through the squares.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you know what I mean?
Can't even take you nowhere. Can't
seriously, man, it gets bad. It gets bad. I actually don't get waffles very often, though.
You get pancakes.
I do. I enjoy waffles more, but I eat pancakes.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I know. It doesn't. But it's just convenient because, like, all the things I like from IHOP just come all with have pancakes.
Waffles. Yeah, or yeah, that's what I meant. They all come with waffles, dude.
Yeah, they just come with pancakes. Like, my number one IHOP order is Kentucky Fried Chicken. Also, KFC is disgusting, so you just want to hurt America right there.
Put that out there.
Yeah. Popeyes is better. Church's Chicken is better. Just saying.
Oh, my God, dude. Thank you.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
KFC is just stringy and disgusting.
It's just not done well.
Yes, it's gross. Like, the amount of times I've had undercooked chicken from KFC is ridiculous. But
yeah, back to topic. Yeah.
My IHOP order is country fried chicken and eggs and two pancakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said what? No. You said country fried chicken.
I said chicken, but it's Kentucky. I always go for Kentucky. God. I don't know why. Country fried steak and eggs. Yeah. There we go. Okay.
That's what I always go for, too. Not going to lie. Yeah. It's swear so to good. God. Because it's, like, so perfect with the gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh, my God, man.
Okay. Here's, like, a big thing I do. Do you, if you have, like, a bunch of things on your plate and eggs, do you just chop everything up and mix it?
No.
That's what I do. Like, I usually put everything together, and, like, the yolk soaks into the other stuff and gets, like, a lot of flavor, and then the gravy from the steak is, like...
Oh. See, I divide and conquer, because if you do that, if you eat your carbs first, that's how you get fuller faster. So I eat my proteins first, then I eat my carbs.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. It's how it is.
See, I'm just trying to eat food, dog.
I mean, I know. Like, it seems like this whole episode's been about food, almost. At least it feels like it.
I'm starving.
Not going to lie, me too. Better go to IHOP or something after this.
Oh, my God, dude. IHOP is like 15, or no, not 15, like 10 minutes away or something.
Really?
Oh.
Lucky, man. Mine's like 20.
Dude, I'll just take the electric skateboard down there, eat dinner, by myself.
Oh, also some. Okay, so get off the. We're getting off this food train.
Getting here. Off food. All right, what's up? What's up?
So, some things that have been trending on Twitter recently.
Okay.
There's been a lot. Here, excuse me. I got a burp, but it's not happening. You know.
Don't you do it? Don't you do it?
So, there's like GTA San Andreas has been trending, and the only reason why it's been trending is because people have been saying that it's trending.
Oh, yeah. So,
it's like a huge loop that people are doing. They're just tweeting that it's trending, so it's trending. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, yeah, like Twitter Moments will tweet something, and it instantly goes trending. And then more people tweet about or, like, they see it, and they it start tweeting going. About it, and it gets even higher in the trending.
And they're like, wow, it's trending. And then, boom, it's still trending.
And, like, you can go four pages down, and everything is like, why is this trending? It's only trending because we're talking about it. And it's like, I'm not mad that this is trending, but why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great game, not going to lie.
Yeah, it was good. Isn't that where the meme, like, oh, shit, here we go again?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. And that whole, that big order. What is it called? Like, Big Slurp or something like that? Big I forget Slurp. His name. He's like, yeah, can I get a double large extra coke? Yeah. That thing. Wait, like, or I think his name is Big Straw.
Huh.
It might be.
Is it, wait, then what? Is that the same as, like, can I get a number nine?
Yeah.
Nine large?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I'm paying. Go ahead, order. He's like, can I get, like, 20 things? But, are you a big fan of Borderlands?
I love Borderlands.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoy we've played Borderlands together.
I mean, we have, but usually it's not for long.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it can get a little repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've played it through, like, three times.
Borderlands 3 is coming out soon, September 13th.
Really? What is that? Next month?
That's in a month.
It's exactly a month. Well,
hold on, wait.
Technically... It's a month from today. We're recording this. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see here, actually. Borderlands 3. Let me see. Release date. Here we go. Because I swear it's September. Yeah, September 13th.
September 13th. Mm-hmm. See?
I got to pre-order that. What do you... Have you seen anything on it? I have.
I watched the trailer a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything since then.
I've seen a lot of things since then. There's pets in the game.
Really?
Yeah, you can have like a pet skag.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it's pretty cool.
Huh.
I don't think the game is, like, a massive multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the pets are just, like, can be seen, like, via multiples, like, multiplayer servers.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, local play or single player. But, I mean, they have, like, emotes. They can do tricks.
Mm-hmm.
They have special names. I don't know what other kind of pets you can get. That leads me to thinking that you can get, like, a hawk as a pet. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if they defend for you, fight for you.
That'd be cool.
You know, they didn't show anything like that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be pretty interesting if they did something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was good, but...
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I played that one with... you and I played the first one. We played the second one a little bit.
Me, you, and but James, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the first time I played the second one, I ran through it, like, I ran through the entire thing with James. Then we did I don't remember what it was called, but it was, like, the New Game Plus stuff. Like, you run through the entire thing again.
Oh, you can, just keep leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we did that, beat it again.
It's like adventure mode or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. And, like, it was fun, don't get me wrong. I remember... See, I always get, whenever I think Borderlands 2, I think of, it was like the, what was it called? The cave? Like the giant thing in like the mountain or whatever that opened up and there was like a boss in there.
Are you talking about Nine Toes?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
No, that was from the first one. But yeah. It was like a giant thing inside of a mountain, like on a mountainside. And,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. See, my thing with that is I never know if I'm actually thinking of that game or if it's like Halo. You know what I'm saying? Like going into the thing for the flood.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That brings back so many memories.
Mm-hmm. I used to play that. I used to play that mission exclusively. Like, mm-hmm. I would just rerun that.
Yeah,
because exactly. Running away from the flood and jumping into the helicarrier was so cool.
The adrenaline rush.
Oh, my God, dude. As a so kid, awesome.
That's all you could get.
Seriously. How old was that? Was that Halo 3?
Halo 3 or Halo Reach?
I know Halo Reach had, so dude, it had to have been 3.
Halo Reach had a ton of flood in it. Like, yeah? There was like 4 levels of flood. Something like that, if I remember correctly. I might be wrong. But yeah,
I never played
it was
Reach.
A pretty good... Yeah, I put a lot of hours into that game.
I played Combat Evolved 2, 3, then 4, and that's when I was like, okay. I snapped 4 in half.
Yeah, I didn't play 4. I played ODST.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a... I never know what to call them. I always call them like a game expansion.
Like a
that
sequel.
Was, yeah, that was called Halo 3 ODST, wasn't it?
I think it was, but then they changed it just to Halo ODST.
Okay.
And then so that was like the... I think that was like their fourth game, mm-hmm. but not like in the same universe. I think that was like a whole rerun or like a runoff.
Yeah, because you weren't Master Chief.
Right, you were like doing some police stuff or something mm-hmm. like that. If I don't know entirely, I don't remember much of the game. I know that I put a lot of hours into it though.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about the campaign. All I know is that I played a lot of multiplayer.
Yeah, I didn't play that much Halo multiplayer just because mm-hmm. I was awful at it. Like,
okay.
I did like LAN games.
Yeah.
But I never did like online until actually Halo 5.
Hmm.
That was the first one I actually played like online and stuff. And I enjoyed it. I didn't play the campaign for that one because I heard it was awful and was like, I'm not subjecting myself to all that time for a bad campaign.
Oh, wait, on which Halo?
5.
Yeah, I never got 5 because I heard so many bad things about it. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to invest time into it. So I didn't.
Multiplayer
even
buy is it. Fun. I played a ton of SWAT.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not familiar with the mode.
It's the one where you have rifles and pistols and it's a one-shot headshot.
Hmm. Yeah. So it's like realistic bullets? Like, well, shoot them in the head and they drop, or no?
Yeah, so, like, you shoot them in the head, and they're just done. I'm pretty sure it was headshot only. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but obviously you can melee and stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good.
I believe my favorite Halo, though, of all time was either 3 or... maybe even Reach, man. I know, like, the multiplayer in Reach was really good.
Mm-hmm.
That I remember of. I mean, shoot, it might be terrible, but whenever I was playing
in today's standards, yeah.
Yeah, like whenever I was playing as a kid, man, it was great. I mean, not really like a kid, it was like I would probably say kid.
Yeah, we were like 8 or 9.
Probably 10, 11.
When did 3 come out?
Shoot. Could not tell you, man. I have no idea. All I know is that I played a lot with my family too. My dad always wanted to play that game.
We played a lot of 3 on, it was when I was still living in Michigan. I think it was 3. Mm-hmm. No. Maybe 2? I don't know.
Dude, I remember.
I was like 6, and mm-hmm. We would play like local games. Not local games, because we would do, what's it called? The party games. There we go.
Yeah.
And like my family... We had one mic, so we would all pass the mic around to talk to my uncle and like everyone else while we were playing.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. Whenever
Speaking of,
yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say like whenever I got the mic, like I just wouldn't talk cuz I was mm-hmm. so focused.
And, just in the state of mind.
Just like, God. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Throw the Semtex onto the tank. It's fine.
Blow it up with like 3 of them.
Let me just jump on this thing and pull you out.
But speaking of LAN games earlier, I remember on Modern Warfare 3, man, me and my cousins, we would just hop on there, mm-hmm. have the split screen 4-player, And we would run around and just do like sniper no scopes or just
man, run around quick scoping and all that. Don't look at my screen.
Yeah, man.
We're all on the same TV. Don't look at my screen.
We would have that whole blanket set up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Everyone.
Like, the teammate would be a 2 by like 2v2.
Mm-hmm.
Top screen team up, bottom screen team up.
And whoever was player three, like if you were only three, player three had the biggest screen.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Unfair. But
so unfair.
I mean, it made the resolution weird, so it kind of compensated. So.
It was fun. And whenever you played split screen, your FOV and sensitivity was all jacked up.
Right. Like, you would have your max sensitivity all the way up, dude, and you go like 40 times that.
Seriously, man.
You can do like a 2660 off of any ladder. No, not really, but I mean, it was pretty insane. But, yeah. Oh, also, they released Apex Legends Solos just recently. I heard that you played a little bit of that. How was that?
It's the exact same game, just without the annoying teammates.
The exact same. All right, well, you've heard it from here, folks.
And that's all the time we got for this week.
I mean, yeah, it's getting down to that
time.
Yeah,
we're in an hour, but
yeah.
I do want to talk about something here. Okay.
We can go ahead and fit one last topic. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'll string in two then. Okay. If you look at my Instagram feed, like my likes and stuff, it is all dogs. And I just want to say that dogs are the greatest things on earth. And cats. I enjoy cats a little bit more because they're not as annoying. But dogs and cats are the greatest. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I'm trying to look right now and try and see on your like feed if I can actually see.
Yeah, like, dude, I follow chunky animals, small posts.
Yeah, chunky animals.
Dog memes. I follow like 15 animal accounts, dude.
That's amazing.
I would say a good 25% of the accounts I follow all dog Instagrams and like animal stuff.
I mean, you need something to push you through the day, you know what I mean?
Exactly, man. Whenever I'm having a bad day, just I'll grab a cup of coffee and I'll go on Instagram, search for animals, and we're good. But the one thing I want to talk about here, okay? Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Now, this is kind of old news. Came up with this topic a while ago, like last week when I was going through stuff. But obviously, Ninja went over to Mixer, okay? I don't remember if we talked about that or not last week.
I believe we did.
I think we did. For switching, he got paid a ton of money, by Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there was, like, an official number, but people were saying, like, $35 million or something like that.
And that's a ton of money.
That is so much money.
Holy moly.
And they gave everyone a free sub to his Mixer channel.
Yeah, but does he get paid that money?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or was that the initial boost that he got, like the initial pay?
Well, if it's anything like his sub, like money,
the Twitch amount
share, yeah. Like, for anyone who doesn't know, like Twitch, you pay $4.99 a month, or it's free with Amazon Prime, to sub to a streamer, and most people have a 50-50 share with Twitch. Mm-hmm. So Prime and the $4.99 subs, tier one subs, are split right down the middle, $2.50. Except, well, paid subs are actually a little bit more for whatever reason. And you get a 50-50 split with Mix with Twitch.
Just with Mixer.
Whatever, dude. And
wait, isn't the top like 10% or the top 10 get like a 75-25?
Yeah, it's like a 75 thing, or a 70-30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that would be $3.50 per $5. Mm-hmm. So if Ninja got paid that amount for all of those subs, it's $3.5 million a month.
For free.
For free. I don't think he got paid for that. I think, because, I mean, if he got paid $35 million to switch... There's and no way they're paying him another $3 million. Like maybe
it was probably just a gift to all of the subs.
Yeah, like just this big thing to promote Mixer and like all that.
Yeah, and like all the people who did sub on Twitch and now lost their sub. Yeah. And they went over to Mixer, and then I guess Microsoft was like, all right, we'll compensate, you know. Just and give apparently, everyone.
Like the week or like a couple weeks before, maybe like a month before, not entirely sure when, they laid off a ton of people on the Mixer team.
Really?
So my thinking is they fired all those people and then took that money, took that money and gave it to Ninja to stream on Mixer.
That would be pretty ridiculous. Just like get rid of the people who are against the idea and then be like, yep, we'll just take your old salary and just switch it over to this.
Yeah. I have no idea if that's true. Like if that's the reason they did it, but I heard that they fired a bunch of people or like a bunch of people quit or whatever. They took, and I'm thinking they took that money and was like, well, here you go.
I mean, I don't know. That would seem kind of unreasonable and very unresponsible.
It's Microsoft. They got money to blow.
Yeah, they do. But, I mean, I don't know. Paying that much just to get someone to stream on your platform just to kind of boost it up and get it lifted off the ground.
He's the number one streamer in the world, dude.
Yeah. I guess it is like a... just to try and get their own platform off the ground, you know what I mean? Because I've never heard of Mixer.
Really?
I've never heard of it until Ninja switched, so.
I've tried it out a couple times. It's like, it started off as, I think it was called Beam, and it was Microsoft's, like, Xbox One streaming platform that you just stream directly to. And then they changed it to, like, Mixer, got, like, a new team, I think. And yeah, it's been around for a little while. I tried it a couple times. Like, it's super quick interaction. Like, Twitch has its low latency streaming. So it's like maybe a couple seconds compared to like the 15 on the normal or whatever. Mixer is like, is exactly like that. Like, it's light speed pretty much. Like, they have a faster than light mode. And it's literally a one-to-one thing with your stream. Like, maybe a little bit delayed. Because obviously it's streaming to a platform and then put on
then broadcasted. The site. Yeah.
Yeah. But like it's super quick.
See, I feel like Twitch had that whole like delay because they didn't want stream snipers. And that's one flaw that I think that Mixer has. I mean, I guess it's a good thing to have the option to do the one-to-one thing. But just to do it, like if it's mandatory to do that, which I don't believe it is.
No.
And
in OBS, you can set a stream delay anyways.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so there is ways around it, but...
Yeah. And, like, stream sniping, super easy to counter at this point. Pretty much every game streamers play ends up getting a streamer mode, so it hides names in the kill feed and, like...
Yeah, and you can
changes things. Yeah, and you can have an overlay screen that hides when you're queuing. You can mute things. So, I mean...
Plus, it gives more design to your stream if you have it that way.
Yeah. It's just... It's an all-around win to have stream sniping blocking things. And if anyone doesn't know what stream sniping is, it's when you queue up with a streamer and you watch their stream and figure out where they are and kill them. It's try and ruin their experience. Or Shroud stream sniper is actually hilarious. Like, Wadu...
Yeah, they're pretty funny. Wadu, heck.
Wadu, he's... He says two words and...
That's it.
And not gonna lie, dude, kind of sick of it.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
it was a funny gimmick. Hilarious. It was a funny gimmick for a while, but like, say words now, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
we get it's a character and you're really good at acting, but I mean, we need to know what your actual personality is.
I'm over it, dude. Like,
I'm over it. No, I'm not. I enjoy the character.
I'm over it.
But yeah, I mean, or the banana man who used to always go around Shroud.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty funny. But I don't think that person's around anymore. Like stream sniping, maybe other people, but
maybe. But I mean, stream sniping as a whole in PUBG was banned. So
yeah,
it's whatever. But
well, I mean, I think that wraps it up for this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's been a pretty excellent week, and this episode has been pretty great so far. I enjoyed it.
I like it. So, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at WaffleDZN, one word, WaffleDZN. Cool. And yeah. What about you, Dylan? Where can they find you?
You can find me at Dylan Films, DillonFilms, on pretty much any social media that is out there. And, you know.
Sweet.
Yeah. I just want to give a little thing here. I stream sometimes on Twitch, same at, but I'm disabling, well, I can't disable subs, but I'm having it all redirected to the podcast. If you want to show some support, there is a little thing you can do. You can support with $1 a month or $4.99 or $9.99, whatever it may be. And you can also send voice messages to the show. And, feel free. Yeah, tell us what you think. When we, you know, start getting some, I'll actually check right now as I'm saying this. You can send them in. We might even listen to them on the show. So.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. You know, give you our thoughts, and you know, that's all we do.
Yeah,
talk. Couple guys with mics.
Couple guys with mics. So thank you guys for listening to the show, and we'll be back next week at Wednesday at noon.
Mm-hmm. So. Have a fantastic week. See you then.
See you.